Hi, everybody, and a warm welcome to a brand new episode of The Joy of Logistics. I'm your host. My name is Christoph, and it's my pleasure today to welcome all of you here to a brand new, thrilling, and exciting episode. I've been looking forward to that quite some time now because it's a fantastic topic. I mean, I'm telling you, this is really crazy. Again, there is a lot to learn, as always, you know that. There is a lot to learn, so I hope you have pen and paper ready. For those of you that are or that might be joining and listening for the first time today, you might ask yourself, okay, who's this Christoph guy? And then why is he talking about logistics, podcast about logistics? Huh? Great question. So yeah, my name is Christoph, and I did my studies in economics and logistics, and I've been working in this industry ever since. And yeah, which is close to a decade now, or roughly a decade. The reason I created this podcast series here is I want to share knowledge, you know, and want to make it accessible. Because what I've learned is, you know, there's just so many fantastic people and so many fantastic companies and products out there, literally sometimes right before our doors, that we've never thought about, and we don't even know what they're doing. Yet they have some excellent, some really brilliant products and solution in their portfolio that might benefit you and push your supply chain to a whole new level. So that's the reason why we come together every second Tuesday on the Joy of Logistics to learn and meet some incredible people. And what I'm really happy to see that there are also many people joining frequently. So just bringing on here, John Rhodes, good afternoon from Virginia, Christoph. Good afternoon back to you from Germany, John. Hope you're doing fantastic. Thank you so much for taking your time and for joining again. Also, Benita, she notifies us that she got her pen and paper ready. So she's ready for some knowledge, which is fantastic. You know, I'm really happy to see the amount of interest by all you folks out there joining in and yeah, being ready to learn, you know, and to broaden the horizon and expand the knowledge. So thank you so much. I highly appreciate that. Now, with that being said, as you've been reading the capture for today's show, lifting high and low, which might sound a little bit like the great music song from Aha, which is true. It inspired me a little bit. But jokes aside, that's really what it all is about. I mean, you know, we've been talking about various ways to increase the efficiency of your supply chains, you know, whether it's the collapsible containers that we had with Spectainer, which was also a fantastic show, by the way. Then obviously with Byron Bennett and Sergotrans as an alternative to the Panama Canal, and yeah, last but not least, Raphael Kessler from CombiLift, which was also a thrilling episode, a lot to learn, you know. And today we have something special, you know, because today it's not a container that we're talking about, how to make that more efficient, or a forklift, but it has to do with both at the end of the day. I'm very happy to have him on here. Maybe I should also say a warm welcome. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I'm sure he's going to correct me, but that's fine. Warm welcome, and I'm happy to bring him onto the show, David Gustafsson from Hammerlift. Warm welcome. David, hi. Thanks for joining.
Hi, Christoph. Thank you so much for the introduction, and I'm so happy to be with you today, and I'm honored and thrilled for this. It's going to be amazing. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for taking your time out of your day and to come together with us and to share to share some knowledge. Now, David, today we're going to talk about side loader chassis for containers. You know, what a fancy word somehow. Maybe you can just introduce yourself a little bit. What are you doing? And, you know, so the folks know who's with us today.
Yeah, for sure. My name is David, and I'm working with Hammer. I've been doing that for almost 2 years now, so I'm new in the game. But I started off as an area sales manager in the United States of America, and been working with our subsidiary there, Hammerlift Inc. And I did a pretty good job, and I got promoted to vice president. And now my core responsibility is basically to build and to develop and grow the Hammer brand in America. So that's what I'm doing, and it's really fun, and I enjoy doing that. I live in Sweden, but I spend half my time in America, in Dallas, with my team there and with our prospects and customers, which I highly appreciate, of course. So that's the short version of David and who I am.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing your short version. I highly appreciate it. Coming back to the topic today, side loader chassis. So,
yeah.
And I'm sure, and I guess you've experienced that also countless times. Many people right now tuning in, probably especially from the States, Canada, etc. They might be, what on earth is a side loader chassis? You know, maybe you can help them out.
Yeah, of course. No, a side loader is not a mainstream unit. I mean, in Europe and in the Nordics, they are pretty known to everybody in logistics. But in North America, they're not so known. And it's good to have this opportunity to shed some light over Hammer side loaders and the philosophy behind it. Basically, it's a unit that combines heavy lifting and transporting, so into one unit. So the vital part of a side lifter is the crane, and that is what we design and develop, and that is our core business. But of course, to make the cranes function, they need to be attached to something. And that something can be a truck or a tractor or a terrain vehicle or whatever is required for transporting those containers. It can be really, really remote, or it can be in the big cities. So, but usually it's a container chassis and a container chassis and cranes is what we normally call a side loader. But they are made to order, so we can put those cranes into almost anything. We've been doing this for 50 years now, so we've been doing a lot of different options to a lot of different customers. The side loader chassis is a Hammer chassis. We design and manufacture it, and a standard chassis would be a fixed chassis with sliding cranes, which means that you can slide the cranes together if you're just hauling a 20-foot container, or you can slide them apart for 40-foot containers. And we can make them with flexible chassis, which is very common. And then you can also expand or contract the chassis, so you can handle containers from 20 foot all the way up to 53 foot, and we've also delivered container side loader for 60 feet containers. So there's a lot of options, but they handle fully loaded containers, so and always horizontal, never tilting the containers. So that's basically what a side loader is. It's something with the cranes on it to transport and lift containers, shipping containers.
Appreciate that. And I got to say, David, I mean, I'm really amazed, you know, with the amount of flexibility that you're offering. I mean, okay, 20-foot containers, okay, yeah, I knew that. And 40-foot containers, okay, yeah, makes sense. But even if you can, you know, can expand or contract it, like up to 60-foot containers, I mean, that's yeah, pretty crazy. I mean, that's really a number.
Yeah, it is. It is. The side loaders are made to order, so we deliver what our customers want us to deliver, basically. And one thing that is separating my market, which is US, from the European market, is that the European customers specializes a lot on dry itch, and they want specialized side loaders just for that, and they should be as light as possible and just doing the job, going back and forth to the port, picking up container, deliver containers all day. But in US, our customer wants the side loaders to be able to do many, many tasks, and they tend to be equipped with a lot of options. So we have options for connecting 220s together and lifting and transporting them at one time. And we have options, as I said, all the way up to 60-foot containers. We have options for extendable upper arms, which we call Mega Reach, which gives the possibility to lift up a container in the second row, and also stacking containers in the second row, and so on. So the units that are sold from Dallas is usually very, very equipped with different options.
Perfect. Well, thank you for this little deep dive here, David. And for everybody that is just listening and not watching the show, and if you're keen to or interested to take a look upon those products, feel free. The homepage is Hammarlift, which is HAMMARLIFT.com. And in fact, it seems you already hit the nail on its head. John just posted a comment. John asks, can these lifts be fitted onto rail flatbeds as well?
Yeah, we have different options for that, where the cranes are on brackets, so we can build them on a flat rack or a truck or whatever. But as I said, the 99% of our units sold is a ready-to-use trailer, plug-and-play trailer. So that's the core business. But we build those cranes into many, many different applications.
So anything is possible, literally.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Excellent. John, thank you so much for your question. Highly appreciate it. And here we got also a comment from Derek. Derek just posted, I'm looking at the website. This is crazy. Never knew this existed. And I've been in this industry for about 8 years. So exactly what you were just referring to. Excellent.
Yeah, Derek, that's something that I run into pretty often, that people are amazed and they didn't know this existed. And some things that this is something only made in China and so on, but this is for real, and we deliver them from Dallas or from Sweden. We're part of the world you're from, so it's the real deal, and we've been doing this for 50 years, so wow. we know how to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, just given the comment from Derek right now. Derek, thank you so much. Highly appreciate it. By the way, it just shows me that this year, meaning the Joy of Logistics, is absolutely the right platform. And I'm so happy to have you on here, because I had the same feeling, just like you, David, that many people would love to know about more, or maybe have never heard about it up until now. And this is why we come together to talk and to discuss and explain such solutions. And we are contributing, right? We are contributing, yeah, in order to make everything more efficient, and more state of the art, right?
Of course.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, I'm sure many folks right now are maybe wondering, like, okay, other than lifting it up and down, what other advantages or maybe even disadvantages would there be compared to a regular chassis, other than just obviously the lifting aspect?
Yeah. Now, our best sale pitch is that the hammer is anywhere, anytime. You can deliver a fully loaded container just about anywhere a truck can go. So it takes 3 or 4 minutes to deliver a fully loaded container. And by fully loaded, I mean 79,000 pounds is our standard lifting capacity. That is 36 metric tons.
Oh,
so it's really, really strong. And it's a one vehicle operation. There's no need for a third party lifting equipment. If you have customers that doesn't have a loading dock and so on, it's much safer to load and unload a container that's grounded than it is on a container chassis with ramp and so on. So and there's not much competition when it comes to side loaders. Everybody is talking about the rates right now falling for transporting containers and doing dryage, but with the side loaders, you can actually charge what your service is worth. So that's a great benefit with the side loader. And if we're gonna talk cons with it, it would be that it's a combination of lifting and transporting. So it's not specialized. Mm-hmm. It can serve as a reach stacker, but of course a reach stacker would be a better option if you had one. It can transport you can transport containers with it, but of course a standard container chassis would be lighter and would give you a greater payload and so on. So that's basically the cons of it, that it's not specialized. It's a combination of two vehicles. But then again, you can charge for two vehicles when you're operating them, so it gives you back.
Absolutely. And as you already alluded to, this seems also like a great USP to me, because just think about it. I mean, when you can actually lift, talking about what you said, I think 79,000 pounds,
yeah.
Right?
Or, yeah, 36 metric tons.
This is crazy, you know? I mean, wow, just think of it. You know, there is not much or not many forklifts, for instance, that will be able to handle that unless you go for the really big players. And of course, a reach stacker for sure. But
yeah,
not everybody has a reach stacker, right?
No. And on my market, there's a restriction for 80,000 pounds on the total weight of your vehicle. But if you have permits and so on, or remote locations, it's good to be strong, but it's actually stronger than you'll ever need. So, and that's the standard. We can increase that to 90,000 pounds, 45,000 pounds, 45,000 metric tons. So,
oh my goodness,
it gets the job done for sure.
Wow. I mean, this is really crazy. Yeah, I bet this will get that. You know, I think if this doesn't get done the job, I mean, there is nothing it can do it, right? I mean, it's really tough. Just having here a question from the audience. Jose is asking, David, how do you describe your company in one sentence?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's really a good question. Yeah, how to describe something this complicated in one sentence? But I mean, Hammer was founded back in 1974 by Ben, our owner and CEO, and he basically started it from his garage, and he's done a tremendously good job with this company, and we're now the world's largest side loader manufacturer. We deliver side loaders to 120 countries and more. Wow. We are present in six different locations around the world. It's the headquarters in Sweden, and it's Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Malaysia, United States. But in one sentence, I don't know. That's can I come back to that question?
I'm sure. We're gonna circle back on that.
Yeah.
But basically, what you're saying, David, is there is no excuse not to have a hammer when you need one, right? Simply because you're present, omnipresent, I would say.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the hammer would never be a mainstream unit. It's a problem solver. We're not looking to or imagining to compete with the standard container chassis. We're not going to replace them with hammers, but the hammer side loaders, it fixes bottlenecks. It helps companies with their container flows. If you just can sit down and detect those problems that you have in your container flows or in your logistics, maybe a hammer can help there, and that's what they do. So it's a problem solver and sometimes even a moneymaker for our customers. So we're never going to replace the old-fashioned way of doing dryage or the old-fashioned way of transporting containers. What you do is that you want to have as many lifts as possible per day. So short transportation and many lifts, that's what the hammer are built for. But I have one customer in Ohio that brought his side loader all the way to Alaska actually for a mission. So they tend to go a long way in the States. It's a big country.
it is.
Yeah.
And also talking from it, from a climate perspective, I mean, Alaska and Ohio are also two different pair of shoes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
No, but that's really fantastic. And just want to pull up another comment here from the audience. John just said, wow, with container yard space at a premium load and offload times, this system can save a lot of time and money. The cost and use of a Kalmar-type container loader would be saved.
Sometimes it would, or it can just work as a backup for the Kalmar and so on. And there's so many ways to use a side loader. And I mean, in Gothenburg, for an example, here in Sweden, Volvo is big here, and they have a whole operation set up around side loaders. Just going to Volvo, pick up a fully loaded container, drop it off in the ports, going back with an empty container, and everything is just on time and on the right spot without having to use any third-party lifting equipment. So it's so many ways to use the side loaders, and there's so many options all the way from these big companies to the smaller company who might not have a loading dock or a reach stacker available, and to have the container grounded so you don't have to pay for a container chassis sitting there while you're loading your container. It's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate that. And also Jose is asking, tell us a crazy story growing business for the company.
Yeah, what would that be? I think we've been doing this for 50 years and we've been in the States for almost 20 years now, so there's probably a lot of crazy things to tell, but I can't recall any right now. And as I said, I've only been with the company for 2 years, so I'm young with the business, and I'm trying to build Hammer Lift Inc., which is the subsidiary's name in Dallas, to compete with our biggest markets right now. But I'm sorry I can't recall a really good history right now, but if I come up with one, I will for sure share it with you.
Appreciate it. I mean, other than that, I think we can also take the one with your Ohio client, taking it all the way up to Alaska. I mean, just to pull this.
And that off. is the client wanted to have control over their container flow, and of course, mm-hmm. this is not a mission he does for his customers. It is his own containers, so he just want to control the delivery of the container, and if it's a remote location, then. And by all means, a hammer silo is the best unit to handle it with. But Ohio to Alaska is a long way to travel with a side loader.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I hear you. That's also a picture which I've seen displayed on your homepage, where you know it's like a big some sort of a dump truck actually standing in the mud, and lifting and unlifting the container, which is
That's a good example right there for terrain vehicle with hammer cranes on it. So, and we do things for the government and the military and so on, and that can be really really remote, and a terrain vehicle would be the best application to drop off those containers in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm just trying to pull this thing here real quick. So that's the regular one. I love this picture, by the way. Wait, I'm just trying to see if...
Yeah, that's the mega reach right there, the extendable upper arms, which gives you the opportunity to pick up containers in the second row. And there it is, the...
Oh, it was a little bit...
The terrain vehicle on the construction site.
Correct. Yeah, there we go.
I should mention that the side loaders are equipped with a safety system, which mm-hmm. Doesn't allow the user to do anything to jeopardize the safety. The computer will not allow you to do anything to tilt over or jeopardize the safety for you or anybody else. So, and it's remote control. Cordless remote control driven, so you can stand in a safe position handling the container, the lift of the container, and as I mentioned before, it takes 3 or 4 minutes to deliver a container, and even I can do it, so it's easy peasy.
Okay. but thanks for the share, and especially if you think about it, you know, in such an, for lack of a better word here, let's say unstable environment, like what you've seen on the construction site, you know, in the middle of a, you know, of the dirt, you know, maybe even like a swamp, whatever, I don't know. But, you know, I think it's a whole different operation than it would be, you know, just on a flat paved surface, right?
Yeah.
And even there, to have, you know, all the securities plus the ability to do it remotely, I mean, wow, what else can you ask for, right?
No, yeah. And it's also specializes in transferring containers to and from other chassis. So mm-hmm. couple of like last year was a big thing with the chassis shortage in the States, with all the chassis being occupied with empty containers, since the empty containers wasn't sent back and so on. So mm-hmm. what a side loader can do then is to free chassis. Mm-hmm. And also a good application is a convoy, where one side loader is followed by several standard container chassis. So it can be one side loader with 10 trucks. So the side loader can deliver those containers, ground them in a remote area with just one man, one vehicle. So transferring containers to and from other chassis is a big thing. And it's something that is delivered as standard with our units.
Wow. And you alluded to a very great point, I believe, David. I mean, as you mentioned, throughout the pandemic, you know, especially in the States, where, I mean, everything was built out of containers, right? Either they were full and couldn't be pulled out of the terminals or the ports, or they were empty, just sitting around. And I still remember those crazy pictures. I believe it was from Los Angeles, where empty containers on the chassis were just parked, you know, in residential areas, and people couldn't even get out of their garage or their driveways.
Yeah, Los Angeles and Long Beach was crazy back then. Mm-hmm. I took part of those pictures too. It was amazing.
It's incredible. I mean, that's, you know, if someone would have told me that like 5 years ago, I would be, man, what are you smoking? Never, yeah. Ever. No, you know, and boom, yeah. Next thing you know, it's real, you know, it's real. But interestingly enough, as far as I know, I haven't even heard, you know, especially on broader media coverage, that something like the convoy solution that you just alluded to is something that, you know, was even up for discussion. And I believe there were more than enough places, or I wouldn't say projects, but opportunities, that's the right word here, opportunities to implement exactly that, right?
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, I was traveling to the U.S., to Detroit, actually. It was February last year. And it wasn't as bad, you know, as the year before, but still ugly, you know, from a containerized freight point of view. And I've met with one trucker, and he told me, oh, man, back in my yard, I got a 90, that's 90.
Yeah,
90 chassis occupied with full containers, and I can't return them at the steamship line. 90, just think of that. And those desperately needed chassis were just all covered up. I mean, he couldn't do nothing with it. Nothing.
No. And probably had to pay per diem for them also. So
you bet on that. Bet on that. Yeah, he did.
That's crazy. That's really crazy right there.
And, just want to pick up another comment here from John. John said, this is great for drop and pick and go without a need of additional material handling equipment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's correct, John. It's really a good solution for that.
Oh, you see, back end is also working. You see some live videos. Jose, appreciate it. Thank you so much. This is how they are working. Fantastic. Just look at those.
Yeah, with a flat rack like we see now, is you can just transport just about anything. So a flat rack is a good thing to add to your side loader fleet. But containers and flat racks are the main thing that we design these units to handle. But they are, as I said in the beginning, made to order, and we do so much with them. We have examples where we lift and transport oil rigs or cable drums, cable reels for power. Cable installation is a big thing. Concrete and whatever you want to lift, we try to find a solution for it where you can lift and transport it with our side loaders.
I gotta admit, it looks really fantastic. If you know, if you see him like working in the movie, which is just being played here,
yeah,
that's
I just hired a new area sales manager in Dallas, and he was in Sweden actually last week for some training, and I took the time to join him for training, and it was so good because we were out in the yard lifting containers with our side loaders, and you just realize how easy it is to lift something that heavy. It's a one handheld remote control. You just push the button and it goes up. It's looks so light, but it is so heavy. So that's really good.
I think that's if I can circle back to Jose's question earlier to describe your company in one sentence, I think you just gave it right there. You know, everything looks so easy, although it's so heavy. or electrolyte light fluid. So that's basically what you're doing, you know. And I think you're doing a fantastic job, if I may add that. But and you just alluded to a few of the commodities, but I'm sure many would ask, hey, what other than, of course, OOG, like, you know, flat racks and break bulk, etc. What are some or the best suiting commodities for you guys?
As I said, I my responsibility is the US, so I know that market best. There's different commodities for different markets, of course, but there's flat racks, tank containers, it's shipping containers, 10 foot all the way up to 53 or 60 in some occasions. Gen sets, generators and containers, cable reels, drums, and agriculture, chemical plants, construction, energy, mining, manufacturing, governmental, military first aid, catastrophic aid and so on, help. Food and fish is a big thing in some countries, like refrigerated containers and so on. Events, Formula One is a big thing in the States, sail race, sport events, arena shows and so on. Disney on Ice, Christmas shows and that kind of thing. There's always grounded containers where all the supply is that need to be delivered in the right spot in the right time. So those side loaders do a good job there. Even towing and recovery, the towing companies use side loaders to pick up total crashed car with this just lift them on and you go away. So it's easier than to pull it, actually.
Wow.
But one thing that is really, really big in the States is the event. There's often contracts, big contracts with Kuhne & Nagel or whatever that handles, for example, a sail race or something. And it's written in the contract that these containers needs to be handled with a side loader. So, it's a big thing. And as I said, construction sites, it's always starts with, 20, 30, 40 containers being delivered. Mm-hmm. And that is before all the mobile cranes and everything comes. So side loader is great in those occasions. I have something that I call inside fence logistics, which is with the big plants, like a chemical plants, and they have a container flow inside their fence, inside their plant. And sometimes the roads are so narrow, so you can't go there with a reach stacker transporting the container this way. You have to have the container this way to be able to transport them. And for sure, if you have a big plant and you're going to send something, you want the container to be where the goods are, not to transport the goods to the containers going back and forth with a forklift. So then you have your side loaders to deliver the containers to the exact right spot, and your logistics is better. So that's just some of the areas where it's used.
I think I should have asked, where can't it be used? That would be much easier, I think.
yeah.
No, but
for example, in the States, it's not so common to do dry etch with the side loader, since there's the containers are on a chassis, and the chassis is owned not by the trucking company, but its own by the shipping company or the company that the containers is owned by. So dry etch is not a big thing. Even if some of our customers is starting to do it, but in Europe it's a whole nother thing. We do dry etch and such with the side loaders there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've also seen them. They are pretty close, also driving around here. However, one thing I would like to add that you also alluded to is the safety aspect. I mean, you just also gave a brilliant example with, you know, where you have this forklift, you know, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And of course, it only can load one pallet at a time if it's lucky enough and it's a standard pallet. And there is also another option, and I'm sure many people know what I mean. Just imagine you have a trailer, and this can be, of course, either a regular like a box truck or box trailer, or of course the container. And I think everybody knows this picture, you know, where you open the doors, and then there is someone, you know, with a little like a pallet jack, I think is the right word, you know, just running inside this container, you know, and trying to move this pallet. So someone outside with a forklift, you know, can somehow, you know, catch this pallet and unload it. Whereas if you would lift it down in the first place, you know, you open the doors and, you know, the
and you can go all the way in with the forklift. So that's the philosophy behind the side loaders. A grounded container is always better and safer than a container on a chassis, and going by ramp is not as safe as stay on the ground.
Oh wow, never thought about it this way, but yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely, that's a good one. Oh, just want to pull up another comment here from the audience. John wrote, I was a container manager in Afghanistan with operations in several bases and would have loved these side loaders. Talking with counterparts currently in Poland and the Ukraine, some MHE, which you mentioned earlier as material handling equipment, is in short supply.
Yeah, that's a real good comment, and of course in military bases or in military areas, they are already used today, but they can be used much more. Unfortunately, with the war going on in Ukraine, we see an increased numbers of questions for military units and so on. It's huge in that area also. But the war in Ukraine is just such a tragedy that you don't wanna be the one that gains from it. It's totally catastrophic.
It is. Nevertheless, John, I want to thank you, however, for bringing this up and for sharing some of your very own experiences. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I also want to jump over real quick to Jose. Jose is asking, David, what is the biggest vision for the company, for Hammerlift?
Yeah, I can only speak about my company, which is Hammerlift Inc. in Dallas, and Hammer being in so many countries around the world. Australia is actually right now our biggest market, outstanding market where we sell the most side loaders, I think Australia is easy to compare to the States. It's the same kind of mentality, and it's a big sized country, and there's a lot of people. So the potential of America or United States being like Australia is to Hammer in a couple of years is really, really big. It's the potential in my market shows that I can grow and be as Australia is one day for us, and that's the goal, and that's my plans for the future, to dedicate myself to grow Hammer in that direction.
Excellent. Well, I'll be happy if you know I can contribute a little bit with today's episode to get the word out. You know.
Yeah. You are. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And, you know, also quick reminder for the audience, if you have a coworker or friend, family, whatever, that you know that benefit of one of those side loader solutions, just refer them to the podcast, you know, so where they can have a deep dive on what's going on and what's possible and what are these phenomenal solutions and phenomenal chassis actually capable of handling and of doing. So share it, you know. Remember, you find us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and also on various other platforms. So there is no excuse not to, you know, you owe it. You owe it to your friends, families, and coworkers, you know. But yeah, circling back, which you already alluded to, you know, the countries that Hammerlift is already serving. When it comes down to the States, you already said that you are taking care of the subsidiary in Dallas. Maybe a strange question to ask, but like what areas are you servicing or in the States? Yeah, of course all, but is there something that you're mainly focusing on? I just try to,
yeah.
to
put it. Yeah, that's a good question right there, and I'm actually focusing a lot of the east side of the States, East Coast, which mm-hmm. is undeveloped for us. We have a few customers there, but not as many as I think we can have and could have if we would have dedicated our time a bit more to it. So mm-hmm. that's one of the reasons we hired an area sales manager for that area right now. He's going to dedicate his time to dig deep there and find our customers there. And other areas that I find a bit strange that hasn't any side loaders yet is Houston, for example. There's no side loaders in Houston. So side loader would be, Houston would be a gold mine for the first company to set up a side loader business there. The first one usually becomes the king and grows the fastest and so on. So Houston is a great area with a lot of containers being transported daily out and in of and inside of Houston, of course, and Los Angeles, Long Beach is another area that's is by my knowledge empty. There's no silos there, so that's also one of those gold mines to set up a siloer business. So that's a bit surprisingly, isn't it? But yeah, there are some spots on the map that is still empty, and which would be tremendously good spots to set up a side loader business.
Wow, it's actually really strange. I totally agree that like the top places or the top ocean freight ports, Houston,
yeah,
Texas,
I agree. I agree.
You know, like nothing. That's like okay, mind blowing. But yeah, maybe we can get the ball rolling. You know,
As I said, and I'm putting in some effort to those areas, of course, and we will get there. But right now it's empty, and the first one who sets it up will eventually be the side loader king in that area and make the big bucks.
Okay, so folks in the audience, you know what to do, you know.
Yeah.
No, that's fantastic. That's fantastic, yeah. And I appreciate the share, of course.
Yeah. And to continue the circle back to the areas, as I said earlier, I don't know if it was before the show when we were talking or on the show, but you know, we have our area sales manager and our sales reps that are around the world, and so we sell side loaders everywhere where a side loader is needed. Just reach out and me and or my colleagues will forward you to the right person to speak to.
Excellent. Now, before we jump into the how to contact David, because I'm sure there are many folks that are, you know, just waiting. Hey, how can I reach out to this guy? You know.
Yeah.
Maybe you can also. You know, I mean, we are not also talking about sustainability, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Can you maybe, at least for the Dallas branch, give us a little, some sort of an outlook, how you envision, if you would paint us a picture, how the logistics world would look like in the US in, let's say, 5 or 10 years, and also considering, you know, like those developments, those critical things that everybody is now looking onto. How would that picture look like, if you can give us a little walkthrough?
Yeah, the good thing with US and the subsidiary in Dallas is that we are in a great growing phase, and mm-hmm. we see that in the number of side loaders sold, and we also measure that in the amount of question coming into us mm-hmm. right now. So we're in good spot, and we're growing, and we are actually looking to expand to buy something bigger in Texas to start speeding up the process of deliver side loaders to the state. So as for our goals and so on, as I mentioned earlier, we are looking at Australia, and we want to compete with Australia to deliver as many side loaders as they do, and I think it's totally possible with the great potential that we have in the States, and the side loaders are really needed there, and there's a good market for them. So now the growth is on, and I like it. It's a lot of hard work, but it's a pleasure to do that work with growing the brand of Hammer and developing Hammer in the States. It's so fun, and that's the goal, and that's what we are doing right now, actually. So in 5 or 10 years, I think we will have side loader visible on every road in the States.
Wow, that's pretty ambitious.
Yeah, like, but that, as I said, it's never gonna be a mainstream unit. We're not gonna replace the standard chassis or in any way. But you know, the container flows are there, and when you dedicate yourself to improve those container flows, you will always find bottlenecks and things that could be solved in a better way. And often the answer is a side loader.
Absolutely. And this just comes to my mind now while you're talking about that, David. You know, just also think of all those shipper-owned containers, you know, where you've got project cargo inside, you know, some of like
the SOCs.
The SOCs, correct. Yeah. You know, where you have all different types of commodity and different stuff in there. And I think also for those, or especially for those maybe even, a side loader is just the go-to option in my humble opinion.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, correct. That's how I see it too.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. No, but jokes aside, and I think you'll soon have your first request, because here is also a comment from YouTube, the Quiet Fame. Maybe I should start a side loader business in the regions.
Yeah. Definitely. And I'll be glad to help.
Okay, now I'm gonna build a bridge between you guys. David, if the Quiet Fam and other people listening would like to get in touch with you and learn more about side loaders or ramp up operations in one of the mentioned areas, how can they find you? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, my contact is easy to find on LinkedIn. They are displayed on the context on my profile, mm-hmm. and you're very free to write them in the comments or display them anywhere on your site as well. Yeah, and I'm open to a discussion, and I'm happy to help with any questions or anything regarding side loaders. Just reach out, and as I said, I will forward your questions to the right area sales manager, so that is responsible for your area or so. So just feel free to reach out, and Christoph, for sure, you can publish my contacts on your site or on sure. in the comments or wherever you're used to doing that.
Be happy to. Oh, I think you already have a third party sales guy on here too, because John is writing, I'm already reviewing my clients and contacts on Eastern Seaboard and the Gulf of Mexico.
Good.
John, just so you know, I'll take a 10% commission.
Yeah.
No, jokes aside. But nevertheless, I appreciate it. And now you can also see in the screen the page of David on LinkedIn. So make sure you follow those. And also, in case you're driving whatever and you're connected to myself, feel free to reach out to me. I'll also be more than happy to connect and to forward David's contact details. That's no problem at all. In fact, it would be my pleasure if I can contribute. So
thank you very much, Christoph. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. And with that being said, I appreciate you, David, once again. Thank you for coming on, for sharing those fantastic details and stories. And also big thank you to the audience for being so interested and intrigued by Siteloaders and wanted to learn more about logistics. Highly appreciate it. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure, Christoph, and thank you so much for having me. It's been an opportunity and a pleasure.
Anytime. Pleasure is all mine, by the way, David. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.